Anstar.
Yeah, is Machine in?
Yes, hi, this is she.
Hey, it's Ruben. I was hoping I didn't miss you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for calling me back, and sorry for leaving you, like, messages twice.
No, no, don't worry about it. I understand you're busy. So, I know we got your bank, your approval in. I went over and I said, hey, is there anything else we could do? It looks like your other bank statement had a lot of ins and outs in it. They definitely will always ask for a month to date, so it's not like a statement you can avoid, but basically here's what I can offer you, and I just want to make you happy and hopefully get some, you know, get your business on the books. So the other approval, there's always something that can happen in funding, so just full disclosure, we can go to funding and the underwriter can ask for X, Y, and Z. They can always kill approvals. It's nothing that I can control, but as your approval it stands now, what I can do is I can get you a discount up front. So on that approval that we talked about, I can get you a 3.5% discount. And I think just starting something real quick.
One second, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Give me 1 second, please.
Sure.
All right, go ahead, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
Don't worry about it.
You got it, yeah. I just gotta take this call, sir. Thank you. $2 even? There you go. Your $8 back. Do you need a back for it?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, Ruben. Thank you so much for holding.
No, not a problem. So what I can do is this. You know, it's kind of like two halves, one dozen. You've got there's a lot bigger balance in the account you sent over with this $11,000, but there's also the negative balance in the other account. So here's what I'd like to do. Rather than kind of poke things with a stick, I'd like to put you in the position to win, so to speak. So I'd like, if you're good with it, I'd like to start off and see what we can do with this first loan they offered you, but offer you a discount up front. The discount will save you 3.5% of cost on the loan. So you'll save the 3.5% on the daily payment, 3.5% on the payback, regardless. I think once we get this going, I think the kind of plan of attack is just address a few issues on the business credit, and hopefully my goal, you know, just to be all the cards, plate is to get you a great refinance in 3 or 4 months or 6 months, but kind of get something started quickly. If those numbers work for you, I can request documents and get them over for you to review by tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And just, it would be a 3.5% discount because my issue is the more I kind of go back and forth with credit, the more people, you know, it's kind of like a judgment issue. Underwriters can always kill stuff in funding. And the more I ask, the more kind of issues that can come up. So what I'd like to do is just, if you're good with it, get your transaction moving and at least offer you a discount up front to get something on the board for you.
Okay.
Would those terms work?
Which option were we talking about? Like, which amount were you talking about? Because I know you said the 3.5%.
It would be on the larger loan. I really don't think, I mean, I can send it in, but I don't think $8,000 really does much for you. I mean,
right.
That's just my 2 cents. I think something a little larger would be more helpful.
Okay. But, like, which offer, like, are we talking about right now?
Okay, so let's bring it up. Hold on a second.
Take your time.
So it'd be the $15,000 approval.
Okay.
So it'd be $15,000. And I sent over the statement, and I just haven't heard back to see if we can increase the other approval. But it'd be $15,000, and let's see, the payback is lowered, so you've got a,
hi, sir. Ruben, give me 1 second, please.
Sure.
9 up on number 3?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yes.
So the payback would go to $21,900. The daily payment would be $219 instead of $224. Honestly, $5.25, it's not really doing anything. It's just something that we're trying to offer as like an olive branch to earn your business this first time around.
Okay. Now, quick question, Ruben. What was the other offer? What was the like, other approval?
It was for $8,300. I've sent over that statement to see if we can increase the offer, but it's $8,300. It's $8,686 a day. I just don't know if $8,300 really even does anything for your business. I'd rather offer you something that can make a meaningful impact.
Okay. Now, Ruben, do I have like some time to actually think about this offer that you told me about the $15,000?
You can take all the time you want.
Is there like a certain like a cutoff time or is like a time limit where I can call you back by to agree to that offer?
Yeah. So if there's no time limit, if things work, we would send you documents. The underwriter before they fund the transaction, they're going to ask for your bank account, which, you know, like same thing as I'm being very straightforward. I'm not trying to hide anything. They can always ask for information. But yeah, you can take all the time you want in the world.
Like I was thinking, like maybe like, by Friday, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. And then I'm going to get back to you tomorrow and let you know if there's anything we can do to increase the other offer. But yeah, take all the time you want. Not a big deal.
That will be very helpful. That's actually one of the main things that I'm trying to do. If you can maybe somehow try to work that out, because that's like my number one goal.
Okay. Perfect.
And I'll be here tomorrow late morning. I'll be here probably like after 11 o'clock. So just to kind of give you an idea, because I know we've been playing kind of like phone text back and forth.
Okay. Yeah, you can. Yeah, give me a call anytime.
Okay. So about this offer, you said I can call you by Friday.
Yeah.
And you're gonna call me tomorrow also if anything like changes.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much, Ruben.
Thank you.
All right. You have a nice day. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye.